Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
8:32 in the a.m., Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show right here on The Fan. Joining us right now from 93.7 The Fan, he is Ron Cook. Good morning, Ron.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Now, Ron, we've heard what Cam Heyward had to say about playing this game, and you got to do what you got to do. And we're hearing reports that Steeler fans are a little bit upset about this game being pushed to Wednesday. What is the temperature overall in Pittsburgh?
I think people pretty much are disgusted, and I think that even includes some of the team. They feel like, the league has bent over backwards for the Ravens here, that they should have been able to at least play tonight. Now I see that Dobbins and Ingram are back, and the Steeler fans don't like it at all. They just feel like this was an outbreak that was totally responsible by, the Ravens' assistant coach. The league should punish them. Some people say they should make them forfeit. I'm not in favor of that. That's way too draconian for me. I'm sure there's going to be some discipline for the Ravens, but I don't think anyone's happy here with the last postponement. I think they could have handled from Thursday to Sunday to Tuesday, but now moving it to Wednesday, people are a little bit disgusted and actually wondering if it's even going to be played.
Hey Ron, what about, has anyone given any thought from the people that are so disgusted by this? That you have an undefeated team that is the number one seed, and according to Johns Hopkins physicians, if this was a restaurant or a movie, a business of some sort, it would be closed. I mean, and because the Ravens are also, because of fear of transmission, they're assuming there's players that have not tested positive that will in the future, yet the Steelers are going to be in close contact with them. Is there any fear up there that this may be very detrimental?
You haven't heard anything of that. I mean, I think they trust that the league wasn't going to let them play if that was indeed the case. I don't think anyone understood why they practiced last night, why they were allowed to practice last night. That seems to be a big stumbling block here. Hey, the Steelers have had their COVID issues, too. They're going to have two key guys missing the game. It would have been tonight or tomorrow. James Conner, the running back's out. Stephon Tuitt is just having a monster year at defensive end. He is not going to play tomorrow either. So it's not like the Steelers haven't been touched by this, but they just feel like this was the fault of the Ravens' assistant coach, and they're paying the price for it.
Well, yeah, the strength and conditioning coach certainly is at fault, but the Steelers have already been hit, Ron, for over $350,000 in fines. They better pray a virus breakout doesn't ruin their season. So I've been saying, stop throwing those stones in that glass house in Pittsburgh. I'm amazed at all the apologists up there whining about the NFL's decision, to be honest.
Well, first of all, the whining isn't coming from the players. You asked me what the fans were thinking. And I think, the players also, they want to play, and they're disgusted. This is also the second time that they've had to move a game. They had to move the Tennessee game. They lost their bye week. And I think Mike Tomlin does a good job of keeping them focused and saying that this is a COVID year. You got to expect anything. You've got to be fluid. But that doesn't mean they have to like it. And, they looking at a long weekend last week if they'd have played on Thanksgiving night. It all goes back, I think, to the assistant coach in Baltimore, that they feel like the Ravens should be severely punished for this, not bend down for them to be able to get their better players back in the game.
Here with Ron Cook from 93.7 The Fan. Okay, Ron, you said a forfeit would be out of the question for you. So if you were king of the NFL for a day, how would you handle, how would you discipline the Baltimore Ravens?
Well, I mean, I don't know what else a forfeit is way too draconian for me. Way, way, way. I mean, you can't do that. Then the integrity of the game comes into stake. I'd rather have it can punish them with draft choices. Money's not going to do anything. Like $350,000 for Tennessee, that is nothing for an NFL team. But, I mean, draft choices, I'm not just a seventh-round draft choice. And also, I would rather just declare it a no contest as opposed to a forfeit. If you can't play it, no contest, based on winning percentages at the end of the year. I mean, I just can't, under any circumstances, be in favor of a forfeit.
So not playing the game would be an option over forfeiting?
Well, I guess you still could go to the extra week. I don't think anybody wants to add a week 18.
No.
The league has proven that by the way it's handling this. But I would rather I don't like the idea of a week 18. Now, this may happen again. It may be another team that has this sort of thing, and they'd have to do it and force a week 18. And that's probably the next step. But I you asked me about a forfeit, and I'm not in favor of a forfeit under any circumstances.
Okay. Ron, the record says that they're the best team in football. You know, of course,
they're not.
That's what I was going to
go ahead.
But good. But are they the best balanced team? Because I'm incredibly impressed with that defense. You lead the league in sacks, the fewest points per game against. Who is the best team, and are they the best balanced?
Well, I mean, Kansas City to me is the best team until proven otherwise. I think that quarterback. I know. Tom Brady's won 6 Super Bowls, and I don't know that Mahomes is going to win 6 Super Bowls, but I'm firmly convinced he has a chance to be the greatest to ever live at that position. I just think the kid's unbelievable. So I don't know. The Steelers' defense is very good, yes. I don't know that they could stop him, outscore him. I suppose they could. Anything can happen in the league. But, you know, I'll put the Steelers number 2. I can't put them number 1.
Ron, how much practice time? You mentioned the Steelers had one yesterday. How much practice have they gotten in for this game? Because it's 0 practices for the Ravens. And also, what does the forecast look like tomorrow afternoon?
It's snowing like crazy up here. I got up this morning, and there's probably 4 or 5 inches on the ground. I'm north of the city, so we got hit pretty good with the first one. I don't know. I think it's supposed to stop, you know, by tomorrow. So, I mean, there might be snow in the sidelines, but I don't think it's going to impact the game. The Steelers have had a lot of practice. They practiced Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday last week, assuming they were playing Thursday. And then he gave them off Thursday, Friday, Saturday, brought them back in Sunday, Monday for a walkthrough yesterday, thinking they were going to play today. I imagine there'll be another walkthrough today. So they've had plenty of practice, there's no doubt. And I don't even think they minded the delay from Thursday till Sunday or you know, whatever it was, the first one, because – you know, they were pretty beat up. Cam Hayward said that, you know, we'll take the extra rest. But now they're looking at two games in a row after this on short rest against Washington and Buffalo. But it's all part of what you have to deal with in COVID.
There you go. Will this game even be competitive, in your opinion?
I think it's always competitive. The Ravens always make it competitive somehow, some way. I mean, you wish Lamar Jackson was playing, although he isn't having the year he did last year. But Robert Griffin beat him the third beat him last year at the end of the year. Now, I know it was a different circumstance of Steelers basically playing out the string and the Ravens resting everybody. But if Dobbins plays, Ravens ran for 265 yards against them, and you know they're going to try to run it again. So I think it's competitive. The last line I saw was 10 points. Now, I'm always wrong, but I think 10 points is way too many for this game.
Yeah. Several people have said that. I guess looking at it
from
this side.
I'll give you 10, Ron.
Yeah, if looking from this side, we disagree with that.
Yeah.
Well, you know, getting Dobbins and Engram back is huge. And, I mean, I don't think that can be underestimated how important that is. I don't know who else you guys are going to get back today by the extra day, but it's going to be interesting to see, no question.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.